Without wanting to, I went on. I know for sure that nothing is going to come of it. Sooner or later, everyone I set my eyes on will disappear into a doorway or suddenly beckon a taxi, and by the time I've spotted a free taxi myself, it's always too late. Then there's nothing I can do but tell the driver to take me back to my hotel and stretch out on the bed with my clothes and shoes on, exhausted by my senseless walks. It's an obsession of mine. Anyhow, no sooner had I given up, actually glad not to have to continue the pursuit, then I recognized him again by the way he paddled with his arms. Although it was morning, he was wearing a dark evening suit, as though he had come from the opera. Perhaps this was what linked me with the unknown man. The memory of a morning in a dark evening suit, when I came from a woman. He hadn't felt my pursuit yet, or he felt it no longer. Incidentally, he was hatless like myself. Although he was in a hurry, he didn't get along any faster than I did, even though I couldn't afford to attract attention by the same haste, but had to walk at the same speed as everyone else. For this reason, he did get a little ahead of me from block to block, especially as I was ready to give up the fruitless pursuit. But at every red light, we landed in the same crowd. I still hadn't seen his face. Just